Blog Talk Radio.
We're here again. It's New Beginnings Ministry here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We've been here for several years. There are a couple ways that you can join us this evening. Of course, you can call in. You can check in on internet. And if you're joining us by internet, that's New Beginnings Ministries. And our tag is we can begin again. The call-in number,
347-237-4054.
That's our call-in number if you want to talk to us. You can also chat with us, and we've added Zoom. So the Zoom meeting ID is 505-563-6808, and the password is Psalm 23. Okay, so we welcome you. We welcome you here with us this evening. Our speaker this evening is Pastor Rose Dixon from Atlanta, Georgia. Her topic is, or the title of her talk tonight is, "Don't Give Up, Help Is on the Way." And she's coming from Mark 5, verse 27. Well, I hope that all of you are doing well. I hope that you're still using wisdom and interacting with one another during this, during the pandemic and this season of isolation. I should say our season to be still, because that's how the Lord talked to me about it, is to just stop and be still. In this time of stillness, I'm thinking about it gives us time to reflect on our relationship with the Lord, our relationships with one another, reflect on how we're doing, and reflect on how we are living our lives and where we're going to go from here. Again, someone just asked what the meeting ID is with Zoom. Is 505-563-6808. And the password is Psalm 23. P as in Paul, S as in Susie, A as in Apple, L as in Lion, and M as in Michael, and the number 23, one word. You have to forgive me. So, is Pastor Dixon on the line?
Yes, okay. I am. I'm on the line.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, I'm going to. Are you ready? I can turn it right over to you, and you can say the opening prayer.
Amen. I just couldn't get on. It's not taking Psalms 23, so I don't know.
It's not.
It's not taking. It won't go for me.
Okay. So, I'm not sure what happened. We have another chance next week.
So it's okay. Yeah, the phone line is great. I'm good with it. Amen. So okay, are you ready for it?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. So God, we thank you, God, for this time, God. We thank you for this moment, God. Oh, God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, that we could come to give the word to your people today, God. I pray, God, that this word be a life-changing word, God. Begin to change the mindsets of people and the heart of the people, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Allow this word to begin to pierce into their hearts today, God, that they begin to change, Lord God, and do what you've called us to do in this season, in this hour. Bless this ministry, Lord God. Allow it to flow and flourish, Lord God. God, do whatever you got to do in this ministry so it can go out to reach the masses of people, Lord God. And we thank you today, God, for who you are and what you're going to do in our lives on this day and this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord tonight. Once again, you know me. I thank the Lord. I thank the opportunity of you guys giving me this platform to give this word to the people today. And so I thank you for this opportunity today. Amen. I wanted to go back on what I preached on or I talked about on last month. The Holy Ghost gave it back to me again and told me to pull out some different things, some new things, some new revelation about this chapter. So we're in Mark, the fifth chapter. I'm going to read three verses. I meant to give you 27 to 29.
when I texted to you, Elder Clay. Sorry about that. So it's three verses that I want to talk about, and the Lord had gave it to me to speak to his people. Amen. And we're just having conversation tonight. Amen. I'm looking to teach tonight. And so with that, if you have any questions, some dialogue, we could dialogue this together. Amen. Amen. And so here we are in Mark 5, 7 to 29. I'm in the NIV version book that I'm using tonight. Amen. So we in so the words might be a little bit different. So we're in Mark, the fifth chapter, verses 27 to 29. And it reads as follows. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And the word of God is blessed. Tonight, I want to talk to you about don't give up. Help is on the way. Amen. Don't give up. Help is on the way. I realize in our today's society that many of my brothers and sisters give up too easily. We give up too easily. We are so easily offended when people hurt us. We give up easily because things are rough, things are tough. We go through so much, and we just feel like, okay, I just need to throw in the towel. We give up so much that the fact that we begin to complain. We say stuff like this: why, God? Why me? What have I done? And then we go into a pity party, and then we want to invite people to this pity party. We begin to feel like, you know, why am I going through this, Lord? Why you got to use me in this season? And I say to that, why not? I look at that and I say that when God begins to use you, he knows that you're built for it. Many of us, we are built for what we go through. I don't believe God is going to put more on us that we cannot bear. If he knew that you couldn't deal with it, it wouldn't come across your path. And so once we learn that and realize that we are built for it and we can handle it, we don't have to use those words, complain and murmur and say things like, why? Why I got to do this? Why I got to go through that? That shows me as well as that you've given up. Those words are give up words to me. Amen. So in this season, we cannot give up. Men and women of God, where is your strength tonight? Can I tell you this, that not in the season to fold right now. This is not the season to fold, but it's the season to have faith in God. As we see what's going on, the cases are rising up again. Things are happening again. It's not time to fold to coronavirus. It's time to have faith and trust God and also have common sense as well. Amen. Have common sense to know that when you go out, wear your mask. Have common sense to be social distancing. Wear your mask that you are protecting others and yourself from others. That's the common sense that you need to have as well as we're going through the process, but not to fold. I always say all the time that coronavirus don't have nothing on God. God is still on the throne. God still rules. Coronavirus don't rule us. And we have to get to that point that you cannot be scared going out there because of coronavirus. You know, I hear a lot of people, well, I ain't going out. I ain't doing this. Don't let it stop you from doing ministry. Don't let it stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Just wear your be precautious. Put the mask on. Put the gloves on. And do what God has called you to do. And not to give up. And not use the excuses, because a lot of times people use excuses because of coronavirus. Listen, I'm not in this season. I'm not using excuses for coronavirus. I'm not using that excuse to do what God has called me to do. If God has told you and instructed you to go forth, you go forth and do what God has called you to do. But once again, use precautions. as you're going
Amen.
Out and doing what you're doing has called to do with God. Hallelujah. I realize that God has also given us the ability to be strong. The Bible teaches in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all this through him who strengthens me. God can strengthen you through the process, so there's no need for you to give up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that you go through, you need to pull on to God and say, Lord, help me to get through the process. Because guess what? We're just going through the process. We're not saying it. We're not getting stuck there. So as you go through the process and you're feeling low and your spirit is down, begin to ask God to give me the strength that you need to hold on. Because guess what? Help is on the way. He's there. Hallelujah. So we need not to, to tap out, but we need to tap into his glory. Let me say that again. We need not to tap out, but we need to tap into his glory to give you the strength that you need. Give him his glory, and God will help you through the process that you're going through. Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't give up, because help is on the way. We see in this particular scripture here that this woman had this incurable condition that caused her to bleed constantly. This bleeding kept on flowing and very well could turn into a menstrual disorder. This was a cycle that left her feeling that this would never end. And there's some of you on this line tonight that are going through a cycle of situations that's making you feel that it would never end. But guess what, y'all? I got good news for you tonight. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. You're going through the cycle. The cycle is over and over again. You're going through the situation over and again, and you feel like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, it's dark. There's no way out. But I come to let you know that there is a way out, and the way out is Jesus Christ. Just lean and depend on him. Hallelujah. We may not understand what you're going through right now. But God does, and that's when you have to lean on him, not on your understanding, but lean on him for him to give you the understanding of why you're going through what you're going through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I help you tonight? Hallelujah. The cycle that you're in tonight, I want to let you know it will not kill you. Because some of us feel like, you know, we go through so much and it's so hard and you feel like it's going to just take you out. You feel like, this is it. I'm done. God said tonight, hallelujah, it's not going to kill you tonight, just like it didn't do for this woman in this Bible. Hallelujah. It didn't kill her. She was going through the cycle for 12 years. She was going through it for a minute, but it did not kill her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word also tells us in John 11 and 4, the Lord said, it's not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby in him. In other words, it's not unto death. Your sickness, your cycle is not unto death, but it's unto give God glory. Hallelujah. And allow the manifestation of his glory to be revealed in you. Sometimes we go through for somebody else. Sometimes we got to go through to show somebody else that God is that healer, that God is that deliverer. So when you go through, it's not just for you. You're going through for your sister and your brother to show them, hey, listen, I went through that and I came out. Hallelujah. It always turns into a testimony. Hallelujah. And I realize that once you realize that when you're going through, that it's only going to be a testimony, you could go through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to realize when we go through stuff, stop complaining. Because God got you. Hallelujah. He'll see you through it. See, we don't have to run to drugs and alcohol and sexual conduct to fill the void and fill the relief. We don't have to go through that. All we got to do is go to Jesus. He's your way out.
Amen.
Every time when I was going through problems, I realized I'm going to Jesus because Jesus was my way out. Hallelujah. Drugs and alcohol and all that other stuff wasn't my way out. God is my way out. to every situation that you're going through. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible goes on to say that she could very well have given up. After going to many doctors, spending all her money, and getting worse, right there, that was enough for me. Because when we go to the doctor, we realize the doctor is not our healer. We realize the doctor is not our God. But our doctor is a person that can give us some relief. And I can imagine how she felt like, I'm going to the doctor. At least he could give me some type of relief. He could give me something to get it to slow down, the bleeding to slow down. He could give me something, but he couldn't give me anything. So I can imagine how she felt. You know, she looked into the doctors for help. She looked for her money to help her. But things got worse. And in that worse, hallelujah, she got weak. She got frustrated. She got tired. I can imagine she was angry, irritated. Imagine you know, I'm talking to the women right here, how you know, when you was on your menstrual, how you bled and the exhaustion, the tiredness, the weakness that you felt. You didn't feel like you didn't want to do anything when you was on your menstrual. So I can imagine how she felt for 12 years, feeling like, I don't want to do anything. And then you tried everything. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. She tried everything and nothing worked. And that's how we do. We try everything. Hallelujah. And nothing worked. And then here we are feeling like, okay, this is enough. I give up. I'm tired. But see, the question is that you didn't try the right person. You didn't go to the right person. Amen. To give you the relief that you need. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is our relief, y'all. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. I'm trying to convey that to you. This might be just elementary to somebody, but the Lord said, give it to them. Because the Lord had dealt with me, telling me that give the people the basics. We need to start from the basics. Let's go back to basics because we are so far gone. But God said, bring them back to the basics. And that's why this message is for today. That's why this message is for tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so she felt like, I can imagine how she felt, complaining. Why is this happening to me? Not understanding why I'm bleeding for 12 years. When is it going to stop, God? When is it going to end? Hallelujah. We get like that sometimes. Like, God, when is it going to end? When is going to get better for me? Hallelujah. But she kept on going. She didn't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She did not give up. She didn't say, amen, this is time to throw in the towel. And listen, let me stop right here to let you know. This is not the time to give the devil his opportunity. It's time to fight in the spirit realm. When you're going through, fight in the spirit realm. Don't give the enemy any inch, no room to come in. You have to fight. God is looking for warriors in this season. God is looking for soldiers. We can't just lay down to what we're dealing with tonight. Hallelujah. We can't lay down to gun violence tonight. Hallelujah. As you've seen over the weekend, gun violence was all over the place. Young babies dying to gun violence over this holiday. We can't lay down to things that the enemy is doing to us. We got to fight as a body of Christ. We can't just say, okay, this is it. No, we got work to do. We got work to do in the kingdom. Hallelujah. How many of you on this line are ready to work the kingdom? Hallelujah. How many of you can stand up to the enemy and begin to fight in this season? Hallelujah. We got to begin to fight this racism. Hallelujah. We got to stand up to racism and tell racism it has to go back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In That's the right. name of Jesus, it's time to fight and not to lay down, not to give up. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the Bible goes on to say, the Bible says when she heard about Jesus,
In other words, when I realized and I looked at this particular sentence, when it says when she heard about Jesus, it let me know his works went out through the land as a healer, as a deliverer, and a miracle-working God. And she had to get to him. When she heard these things about Jesus, she went to the man that can help her get through what she was getting through, what she was dealing with. Excuse me. Hallelujah. She realized that she was a healer, so she needed him to be a healer. She realized that he was a deliverer. She needed him to be a deliverer. She realized that he was a miracle-working God, and she had to get to him. Because like I said before, she tried everything. Hallelujah. But she said, let me try Jesus. And once she heard about him, she went to go see about him. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have you ever been in a place where you had to get to Jesus? No matter the condition, no matter the situation, you had to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. I know some of you have been in that experience in your life where things went so crazy. When things were going crazy in your life and you needed relief, you needed something to happen, and you had to get to Jesus, oh, my God, to get the answer. You had to get to Jesus to be your healer. You had to get to Jesus to be your deliverer tonight. Hallelujah. You had to get to Jesus to be the miracle in your life. Hallelujah. So this particular woman, no matter what, I like her tenacity that she had in her. She said, no matter what my condition was, no matter what they said about me, no matter how I was bleeding, no matter how I looked, she said, I got to get to Jesus because I need him to deliver me. Hallelujah. And she needed Jesus to take this thing off of her. Because mind you, she'd been dealing with this for a long time. It was attached to her. Hallelujah. It was part of her lifestyle. Hallelujah. And tonight, if some of you are dealing with something that are attached to you, that's causing you to bleed tonight. Hallelujah. And I dare you tonight, hallelujah, to pull on God to get your release tonight. How do you want to get your release tonight? Hallelujah. If you want to get your release tonight, just begin to pull on God, just like this woman did. Hallelujah. This thing was so much bedded in her life. Hallelujah. I say it like this. She ate with it. She slept with it. She dealt with it. She had a walk with this thing. Hallelujah. So it became part of her life. And she said, I have to get this thing off of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I say tonight, if there's a you need a release tonight, I dare you, I double dare you to pull on God. And trust God for your release tonight. Because some of you are holding on to some things that God wants to release in your life. It means no good to you. You bleeding tonight. You bleeding out tonight because of this very thing. This very thing that's holding on to you. Hallelujah. It's like a leech. Hallelujah. And it's holding on to you. And God said, I want to release it tonight. Hallelujah. Whoever you are tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Let God come in. Hallelujah. Let God rest, food, and abide in you tonight so that you can release this thing that's holding you bound. Hallelujah. It's keeping you bound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's keeping you bound tonight. And it's very strong right now. Hallelujah. That's why I'm still on it right now. In the name of Jesus. You're bleeding heavy tonight, the Lord said. Hallelujah. And he said, I want to release you tonight. Ah, God. Hallelujah. It's keeping you bent over tonight. It's disabling you to move forward in God tonight. Hallelujah. Get your release tonight. Hallelujah. Just like this woman did. Hallelujah. She was getting her release no matter what. Hallelujah. She was getting her release. The Bible says she was in her weak state. Hallelujah. She was so weak. Hallelujah. In this weak state, she ventured out into the crowd. as she began to push, hallelujah, as she began to press after Jesus, hallelujah. She didn't give up. She didn't lose hope, hallelujah. And some of you tonight need to push tonight, hallelujah. You need to burst this thing out of you tonight, hallelujah. Some of you are in the labor room right now. You in a labor room right now, hallelujah, and you need to push tonight. You need to push it out tonight. Press tonight. Hallelujah. Press, Lord. Hallelujah. Press tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. She didn't give up tonight, and you don't give up tonight. Hallelujah. Don't lose hope tonight. There's hope for your situation. Hallelujah. Oh, this is not the end, y'all, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is not the end for you. Hallelujah. God has something greater for you, but you got to push tonight. Push through the pain tonight. Push through the pain tonight. Push. Use your faith tonight. Hallelujah. And push. She allowed her faith to work for her. Hallelujah. And the way she allowed her faith to work for her, she removed herself. Hallelujah. She removed herself. Flesh out of the way. Allowed the spirit to work for her. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Here's the revelation right here. Let me say this again. Here's the revelation. For God to move on your behalf, you must get out of flesh so God can hear your request.
That's good.
Hallelujah. You got to get out of flesh so God can hear your request. Ah, glory to God. See, her flesh could have very said, because don't you know that your flesh could speak to you, right? You know that flesh
can
speak to
you?
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, flesh can say, nah, Jesus will not heal you. Hallelujah. Flesh will talk to you and say, nah, Jesus cannot heal you. Don't go down there. There's too many people down there. You might die. You might bleed to death. Hallelujah. You may get trampled over. So this is flesh is talking. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Spirit man, hallelujah. Had the spirit man jumped in time and said to her, he will heal you. Hallelujah. He will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
one thing about our spirit man. That's why we got to feed our spirit man. Let me just take time right here to talk to you right here with this. We got to let our spirit man speak for us. Amen. And that's why you got to feed your spirit man. That means feed it with the word. Feed it with prayer. Feed it with God's word, hearing God's word, meditating on God's word so that it can speak for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to fatten up the spirit man. Some of us are not allowing our spirit man get fed because we in the way.
Mm.
We allowing the flesh to get in the way. But we got to move out the way so that the spirit man can speak for us. Glory to God. And so that spirit man jumps in and says, yes, God will heal you. And let's go down there to get healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for the spirit man. I have a little testimony. I remember times, and prophetess knows, hallelujah, many times the enemy would come visit me. Hallelujah. And you guys know about this type of spirit. They used to call it the Hank. If I'm saying it right, it will come attack you at night. Amen. And so at times, this particular spirit will come attack me at night, only at night when I'm sleeping. Amen. And it would gravitate to me and try to suffocate me. And when I was so weak at that time, I would hear the spirit man say, get off of her. It would fight for me. Hallelujah, to get this thing off of me because I was so weak at that time and I couldn't defend myself. But my spirit man rises up and tells that spirit to get off of her. Hallelujah. In other words, that spirit man took control of the situation. And so what I'm saying to you tonight, you have to allow the spirit man to do what it's supposed to do.
That's why it's important, and I say it again, that's why it's important that you feed your spirit now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's in you. He will fight for you when you can't fight for yourself. When you can't do for yourself, that spirit man will jump in and tell that devil to get out of here in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, I thank God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I call it the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because when I can't speak, the Holy Ghost steps in and does what it does for me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It takes control when you are weak. Hey, glory to God. So she pressed. This was eternal press behind him. This was eternal press. Hallelujah. She was not being ashamed of her condition. No matter what, hallelujah, she said, I had to be healed today. She made a determination when she was going to meet Jesus, she was going to be healed today. Hallelujah. Do I have anybody here on tonight have a today spirit? Hallelujah. That today will be the day. Hallelujah.
Today will be the day.
God.
Amen.
Anybody have a spirit? Now God will do it for me. Hallelujah. We have to have an expectancy. Hallelujah. That God will do it for us. Hallelujah. So you have to have that in this season. That I will be healed. Hallelujah. Some of you are dealing with COVID. Some of you are dealing with cancer tonight. Some of you are dealing with high blood pressure. Some of you are dealing with diabetes. You have to know that I will be healed today.
Today.
You got to allow your faith to work for you today. Don't take down to diabetes. Don't take down to COVID. Don't take down to cancer. Because our God is bigger than that. Hallelujah. If you serve a God like we do, like I do, he's bigger than that. He's bigger than your condition. He's bigger than your situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to step out and you got to trust God in this season. Hallelujah. You may be messed up. Hallelujah. But I know I need my Lord today. Hallelujah. I know my God is going to deliver me. I may live a reckless lifestyle. I know that God is going to heal me. I know God is going to deliver me. Hallelujah. You got to get in that spirit that I don't care what anybody says. That I need the Lord and I need him now. Hallelujah. She needed him now. She didn't care about what she looked like. Hallelujah. She knows she needed God. And she went to she knows she needed Jesus, and she went to Jesus for the answer. And we have to get to that place. Hallelujah. No matter what, I need him now. Hallelujah. Some of your hearts are bleeding. You need him now. Hallelujah. Some of you are broken, shattered. You got to come to the place and say, I need you now to heal my heart, my broken heart. I need you now, God, to mend the pieces together again. Now, hey, glory to God.
Yeah.
And so the Bible goes on to say, she touched the hem of his garment.
Amen.
And she touched him with the tip of her finger, just a tip of her finger. And when she did that, she realized that relief came and she was saved, that this would save her life. Just one touch. She realized one touch can save her life. And just one touch you need, that God can turn your life around. Just one touch can save your life. One touch can get you relief. Hallelujah. How many of you want to touch God tonight? Hallelujah.
Man,
he's looking
amen.
For you tonight to touch his heart tonight. Hallelujah. He's looking for you tonight. Hallelujah. He want to do great and mighty things in your life, but you got to touch him tonight. Hallelujah. He wants you to make great. He wants you to make you great in this season, in this hour. Just touch him tonight. Hallelujah. Get your relief tonight. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because that's what she did, this woman. She got her relief by one touch. Hallelujah. And she realized immediately, after she touched him, the Bible says immediately she was healed.
Amen.
And she was free from suffering. Hallelujah. Some of you are suffering for no reason. Some of you are suffering for no reason. Hallelujah. But if you just touch God, touch the heart of God, God can release your suffering. Hallelujah. But I realize sometimes people want to stay in it because they want that pity party. Sometimes people want to stay in it because they want to say, woe is me. But I come to let you tonight, to let you know tonight. You want to come out of your suffering? You want to be relieved? Touch God tonight. Touch the heart of God. Oh, God, tell him, hallelujah, what you need in this season. And he will do it for you. Hallelujah. The foundation of her blood was dried up, and she was healed. She recognized, hallelujah, that she was healed. And the one thing I like about this particular text right here, and this sentence, immediately, God is doing immediately things in this season, in this hour. I'm a witness to it. God has immediately done some things immediately in my life. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I touched the heart of God. Why? Because I asked him to do it. Why? Because my faith, I believe God, and I trust God. See, in this season, you have to believe him in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it smells like, in spite of what it feels like, you still got to trust God. And you have to have that faith. You can't be saying, okay, I believe God, and then you be like, well, but God, but God, but God this, but God. No, that's not having faith. That's not trusting God. You trust God all the way without a but,
amen,
without a complaint. So when you start complaining, let me just say it right here. Let me say it right here. By you saying I trust God and you going complaining about it, you ain't trusting God. And you making excuses, you're not trusting God. When you trust God, you totally trust him. Regardless of what it looks like on each side, no matter what you're feeling, you still got to trust God. You can't just be like, okay, God, I trust you, and then you go do something else. How you trusting God? That's not trusting God. And God is looking for us to trust him in this season. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So she was healed. Immediately God healed her particular cycle, this disorder that she was dealing with. And there were many times that she, like I said, she could have given up. Because, listen, her problem was bad. She had an issue, a real, real issue. But she didn't let it stop her. She realized Jesus was the help and the way out. So whatever you need tonight, let Jesus be your way out. No more suffering. No more sleepless nights. No more crying at night. No more wetting your pillow at night. Trust God, and he's the way out to your situation. So I say tonight, don't give up. Help is on the way.
Amen.
He's there. All we got to do is pull on him. Like she did, she went to Jesus because she knew he was the way out. She came to a realization that, you know what? I need to go to him. Because I tried everything else. And some of you have tried everything. But God said, I'm the way out. I'm the door. Hey, hallelujah. I'm the door. You need to walk in it. Forget, close those other doors that don't mean nothing to you. Close those other doors that is not helping you. Close those doors tonight and open the door of Jesus Christ in your life.
Amen.
Invite him in.
Amen.
Because a lot of times, a lot of us, we don't invite Jesus in because we crowded with so many things. We're so distracted with so many things. Remove those distractions. Make a clear way so God could come in really and work in your life. And be the God that he needs to be in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, tonight. So don't give up. Help me on the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any questions? Hallelujah tonight.
Amen. I really enjoyed you on tonight. This is Miles. How's everybody doing? I greet you all in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, my brother.
I want to thank you for being obedient and going back to this text, because you opened up my eyes and made me open up this one book that I have. When you're talking about how she, you know, she just went to Jesus, and you said many things that supported something that I just looked up while you were studying. It says in verse 26, she has suffered many things of many physicians. And I took a look while you were speaking at that verse 26, and I looked up the word things. And I couldn't find what I was looking for until I got my companion Bible. And what she actually did when she suffered many things, she suffered many treatments. That word things means treatment. So she had got many treatments from many doctors and got no better. So she went all over the place looking to be healed and then went to the one after she tried everything else. So I want to thank you for being obedient to them. She suffered many things. She suffered many treatments, or things that she went to where she thought she was going to get some treatment. So she said, if I could just touch. I just want to share that on tonight. God bless.
Amen. Another thing you have to remember is that during the biblical times, that women, when they were on their menses, that they weren't allowed to be with the public, so they had to isolate themselves. So for her to, and remember too that the public knew of her condition, and so she wasn't permitted to be with everybody else, and here she is coming through the crowd, pressing through the crowd in spite of the law. In spite of the law, to get to Jesus. And I think that that's awesome. And the fact that she touched his clothing, that his clothing was anointed, not just him, but he was, even his robe was anointed. That she touched the hem of his garment, and that she was made whole. The idea that others were pressing up against him, and that wasn't the one. It was the one who needed, who had the faith, as you said, Pastor, as you said, who had the faith and to believe, and that tenacity to push on and to press on through the crowd, through going against the grain, against the culture, to get to Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Yes. And that Jesus knew that the power had gone from him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You said about the pressure, the push. She pressed through the naysayers, and we have to get to that point that you got to press and push through the naysayers. Hallelujah. When I was doing my business, hallelujah. Oh, how are you going to do this? You don't have the money. I pushed through. Regardless of what people said, regardless what it looked like, I still did what God called me to do. And we have to get to that point. We cannot look at what people say about your own destiny.
That's
you,
right.
They didn't give it to you.
Amen.
God gave it to you. So what are we worried about what people saying about what God said about you? We have to get out of that and do what God has called us to do. Sometimes we get scared. We listen to what people say.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in that season. Okay. If God said it, I'm doing it. I can care less what you think.
I got you.
I want to be pleasing to the Father. I'm not trying to please you. I'm trying to please my Father and do what he called me to do on earth.
Amen.
When he put me in this earth vessel right here, I have a job to do. I have an assignment. In this earth suit that we're wearing, you have a job.
Say
to
that.
Do.
When he put me in
this, it's not the secular world. It's your job is to do the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. And we have to do the things of the kingdom. What does the kingdom require of us? Not what the world requires us, but what the kingdom requires us to do.
Amen.
We have to get back in that kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For area code, I have two things. For area code 240, I had you on mute because there was a lot of distractions in the background. So if you have something to share, just hit number one, and I know you have a question. So I did mute you because of the distractions. And also, we have an area code 304. You did send a text saying stop. I didn't understand that, so you might want to elaborate on that. That's area code 304. One of the things I wanted to make a comment, Ms. Pastor, is you had made a comment in here in terms of, and what I heard was doubt. You know, oftentimes we go through things and we begin to start to feel that we are unworthy because of what we've gone through to go to God, and that's doubt. And I think my wife had made a comment that when you said that, what happens is when we go to God and asking God, or even when you, you know, I even can even interpret of trying to touch the hem of his garment, if there is doubt, what we do is we cancel our prayers out. We cancel our prayers out because when there's doubt, you're going not in, in absolute faith. You're going with a wing and a prayer. If it works, then you're okay. If it doesn't work, you're not okay. And you're feeling like you're straddled fence. And God wants us to come, you know, forward boldly. Come
Amen.
Boldly,
Amen.
You know. And I think that when we are able to get away from doubt from whatever anyone is going through, that requires meditating on God's word day and night. You did make a comment about meditating on God's word. And what I believe is when we meditate on God's word, what we do is we push out all the negative and we invite in all the positive. What God has to say that we can do, what God says that who we are, what God says what we are capable of. And so that's what the word does, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It gives us a clear direction. Or otherwise, it is almost like being in the dark. You might know where you're going, but you can't see ahead. And God lights up everything, so we'll have a pathway. So I, you know, wanted to, you know, just kind of, you know, share that with you on that part.
Okay, I was thinking that by trusting in God's faithfulness day by day, it makes us confident in his great promises that is in his holy word. And when we know that we have that faith in him, God will stand with us, for us, and support us in all our decisions. When we put him in the equation, we can't leave him out. We must put him in the equation. And that song that my mom used to sing, "Oh, I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus." And we have to start the day with our mind stayed on Jesus. We have to, during the middle of the day, all day, we need to have a mind on Jesus. And then when we go to sleep, we don't know whether we're going to wake up or not. We still need to pray and have our mind on Jesus. God is powerful. He works through the spirit that he has left in us. And when we remember who we are a child of the King, and we know that he will, the Holy Spirit will protect us and direct us. So we have a lot of power within us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All the mics
are so open say, if you have a comment. Mm-hmm.
Unmute your mic.
Can you...
Amen.
This was a great word, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thanks.
For those who are listening by with through Zoom, you know, if you unmute your mic, you can share your comment. But right now, all of the those that are on Zoom are on mute. So if you could unmute your mic if you had something to share. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I wanted to go back to something I said. I said you built for this. Some of you may feel that it's heavy for you. The situation is heavy. What you're dealing with, it's heavy. And I come to let you know it's not too heavy because you built for that. God strategically put you together to handle that. He put everything in place in your life to handle whatever you have that you're dealing with now. So it's not really heavy. That's the enemy. I just want to say that. That's the enemy speaking to you. Because it ain't too heavy for you. Because you built for it. And if you feel it's too heavy, you got to lean on the Lord. Ask the Lord to give you the strength. Because he's going to give you the strength to get through what you're going through. Many times we feel like when stuff is so chaotic and crazy in our lifestyle, we feel that, okay, I can't make it through. I can't make it the next day. You can make it the next day because you built for it. I don't believe God is going to put stuff in your pathway and not help you get through it.
Amen.
It's not going to be presented to you if you know that you can't deal with it. But we allow the enemy to speak to us and say, you can't deal with this. And that's where we come with that negativity. That's where we come with that negative energy. From the enemy.
That's right.
Because you built for it. You tailor-made for it. You tailor-made for it. So we got to get out of that place. And I'm speaking to me, too, because sometimes things are so crazy in my life, and I be saying, God, I can't do this no more. But he lets me know when I start speaking whatever I'm saying out. He corrects me and says, you built for it. I made you.
No.
I strategically put you together. I put all those things in you to make you strong for what you're about to go through and what you're going through. So stop
say
saying
so.
It.
Say so. Say so.
So stop saying it. That's how the Holy Ghost talks to me.
That's good.
Because sometimes, like I said before, we allow flesh. Our flesh gets in the way. Our flesh begins to talk. I told y'all the last time, the flesh is the child, and the spirit is the adult. How
you better
do you want
say
to
it.
Let the flesh, which is the child, tell the spirit, which is the parent, what to do, what to say?
That's so good. That's so good.
You got to shut down the child and say, I'm in control of the spirit. You got to tell the flesh, I'm in control.
I'm stealing that.
I'm taking that. That's good.
Yeah, that was on point. I'm writing that down right now.
Yes, because sometimes that flesh will throw a tantrum. My
Jonah
God.
Will. Yeah, it will. It'll let you know, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. Amen. Yeah, flesh will tell you, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. And then you're going to feel sorry about it later. No, that's the other way around.
Great word.
We can't let that do that to us. We have more power. But we let the flesh just run crazy and just let it say what it says. But you got to tell that flesh you got to die. Stand down. I'm in control.
Amen.
We shall bleed no more. We don't touch the hem of his garment. The spirit.
Pastor Dixon,
we have touched
Pastor Dixon. We thank you so much for your teaching this evening. This has been such a blessing to us here on the radio, on the internet, on Zoom, and whatever platform you may have joined us on this evening. We praise you, praise God for this ability to come together like this. And again, Pastor Dixon, thank you again for bringing such a right on time word.
Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. Right on time for right on time, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right on time word for right on time, God.
Amen.
Father God, I ask you to bless my sister. I thank you, Lord, that she has been used, that she has allowed the Spirit to just flow through her, the Word to just flow through her this evening and to bless us and to teach us and to bring us to a place, Father God, where we have these nuggets that we can hold on to, Father God, as we continue to go through this period of isolation, Father God, and this period of even growing and maturing in your Word.
Yes.
We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed her for rising and lying down. Bless her ministry, Father God, as she continues to minister not only us over the airwaves across the country,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
But those right there
thank
in
you,
her.
Lord.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed each and every family that's represented on this call this evening, Father God, that our homes, Father God, will be safe shelters, Father God, that they will be warm places, Father God, and we have all of our needs met. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is covering all of us, Father, that there be no backlash or retaliation from the ministry that has gone through tonight, dear Lord, that we do as we've been taught, Father God, and that is to press in and press
on
the Word, to hold on to Jesus, hold on to his unchanging hand, as the song says. So we praise you and thank you in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen,
amen,
amen and amen.
We also like to you know that you can go to the ark. Share this with a friend. Amen. That is another form of witnessing. Just ask them to listen to it and let them be blessed as you have been blessed this evening. Amen. Remember, we love you, but God bless you. May God bless you.
God bless you.
See you next
time. God bless you.
Far beyond what I have done, like a dream.